But they don't like moving up and down this valley so much with the road and the traffic of the road, when they, especially in the upper drainage. The road goes through Chandler Shelf and then over Adigan Pass. Those migratory routes that are etched in the ground, and that's what the caribou follow, are these historical migration routes. Those come over Adigan Pass and over Chandler Shelf and drop down into the head of the Dietrich, which is a really narrow venturi restriction in the valley walls. They go abruptly up. They drop, the historical trails drop to the valley floor and walk that creek bottom. Basically, the Dietrich's a creek up there. Where they come off the shelf, and here the road is built on that creek bottom. And so in 1991, the caribou, Central Arctic herd, tried to follow that migration. They hadn't been there in the life of those caribou. Tried to follow that route. When they got down on the valley floor, here's all this truck traffic. But they start they climbed up on the hills on the west side and balled up, and there's all that traffic on the valley floor. Crossed on a 90, went to the other side. Didn't like that restriction. Didn't like all that traffic going against the grain. They don't mind being with the, if they can get away from the road, they'll graze around. You can see pictures in Pruta where they're all, you know, they're not restricted like that. They're really, when they're confined, they feel trapped. That central herd turned and went, that cow went east on Chandler Shelf and went over into the North Fork and the Middle Fork of the Chandler. The majority of the Central Arctic herd, 34,000 caribou winters in those drainages to this day because of that event. It stopped them from coming down this valley. We've had some Western Arctic herd caribou come here. We've had a few Central Arctics come around in a big circle and end up in this valley. But they don't particularly like this road, because it's got, the truck's got headlights on them. The Western herd is terrified of the road. When the Western herd showed up in 1998, and when they got to the valley wall, they seen the haul road with all those trucks with headlights. There's a headlight law on. You have to have the headlights on your vehicle at all times. Over in the western areas, they get chided with snow machines. They see headlights. They think, uh-oh, those are snow machines down there. And they would not go by that road for 3 months. Finally, a few got braver and kept moving closer and closer and finally crossed. But they still... anytime they crossed the road, they would run across the road. They're scared to death of those trucks with those headlights. Because they've been hunted with snow machines.
Yeah.
And so caribou, the perception is that the road doesn't bother the caribou.
That's a big perception.
That's not true as far as when they begin migrating, they become a little bit reluctant, especially with the some of the hunters on the North Slope. They start... they chase the caribou with pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And so they jump out of their trucks and shoot arrows at them and stuff. So the caribou become real reluctant to get near that road. They think they're going to get shot at, which they are.
Yeah.
And so they can be real docilely grazing off there 300 yards off the road. If they come to these restrictions or other herds that aren't accustomed to this kind of traffic, they become very reluctant to get around it.
Yeah.